Just two ha'aris as it relates to today's classic daf. The first ha'ara is, the Gemara said, the beginning of the daf, discuss the city of Tveria. Discussion whether Chamas, the biblical city of Chamas, was Tveria, or Rakas, the biblical city of Rakas, was Tveria. So one man Omar said that Rakas zu Tveria. So why does the pasuk refer to it as Rakas? Just say Tveria. Shafilu Reikonim Shabam Lei Mitzvahs Kerima. The reason is because even the Reikonim, even the people that don't have a lot of mitzvahs in Tveria, but they were Malay in Mitzvahs Kerima. The Shagas Aryeh in his Turei Evan asks that he doesn't understand, and he really has no mahalach as to why Chazal chose Tveria as being such a unique, special city that for some reason the inhabitants of Tveria were so chashev that afilu reikonim shaba were malei mitzvahs kerima. He says, bishloima, if it was Yerushalayim, so I would say that Yerushalayim was Ir HaKodesh, and maybe it was the Kedusha of Yerushalayim that caused this. But he says, Tveria is just another city in Eretz Yisrael. And what did Tveria do to be Zoicha that Afilu, the Reikonim Shabbo, were Malay Mitzvahs Kerimayin? What is so special about the city of Tveria? What was it about the city of Tveria? So I saw in the Pesach Inayin from the Chidah, right here on this Gemara, so he says something very nice. On this Gemara, he says, Kemoy Rega, just recently, Nirei Elai Sefer Turei Evan. He said, I just came across the Sefer Turei Evan, Nitfas Mechadosh, it was just recently printed, Biyad Oiver Oreach, by someone that was passing through. So anyone that knows the history of the Chidah was a Shadar. He was a Shluch of the Rabbana, and he traveled all over the world. He wrote Svarim about all his trials and travels and tribulations. Fascinating, fascinating. That's how he wrote the Shem HaGdolim, right? He had access to libraries and things, and he started collecting manuscripts. And the Chidah was legendary in terms of him looking in Svarim. He wrote the Shem HaGdolim. So he said he just came across a sefer called Turei Evan, L'Hagoyin Rableib Rosh Yeshiva, the Av Bezdin of Mitz. Ubit. So he said, I opened it up and I looked at it quickly. I saw that on this Gemara, he's bothered a little bit. What was it about Tveria? That Tveria is afilu reikonim shaba amalei mitzvahs kerimayin. So he says a dover nifla. He says, maybe you could say the pshat is as follows. The Gemara says in Masech de Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Hamadeis. Rabbi Yossi said, Yehei chelki mi machnisei Shabbos b'Tveria. He wants that one day when he goes to Shemayim, he should be zoicha to have the Oilam Haba of the Machnisei Shabbos in Tveria. It seems that the Yidden in Tveria used to make Shabbos early. And they were very, very makbid. They were very, very nizer in Hilchot Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi was so mekana. Rabbi Yossi lived in Tzipayri, by the way. So Rabbi Yossi was so mekana, the zehirus of Shabbos, amongst the Yidden living in Tveria, that he said, Yehei chelki mi machnisei Shabbos b'Tveria. Halavai, one day, he'll have a chelik in Olam Haba, like these Yidden that are machnisei Shabbos in Tveria. So said the Chidah, Yesh loima, that's what's going on in this Gemara. He says, we know the Gemara says, Kol ha'shoyme Shabbos, it's kemekayim kol ha'toyre kula. Shabbos is like kol ha'toyre kula. That's why Mechal Shabbos b'farhesya has a din of a mummer. He has a din of an Eini Yehudi. Why? Because Shabbos is the equivalent of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara says that if someone shame a Shabbos, afilu oyved avoydezore ke'enosh, moichlin loy al kol avinoysof. So it comes out that if somebody keeps Shabbos, keeping Shabbos is the equivalent of keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. More than that, if someone keeps Shabbos, we're moichlim on his averis, even on the aver of avodah zara. I feel oivet avodah zara ke'enosh. That's like the paradigm of avodah zara. Moichlim loy al kol avinoysof. So says the Chidah, maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. But the Gemara is saying is that Tveria, because they were so nizer in Shabbos, kimavur b'mesach the Shabbos kuf yud chesam ad beis, the Rabbi Yossi said, yehei chelki mi machnisei Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara is saying. I feel reikonim shabem. Even the people that were reikonim, we mentioned earlier, if they're reikonim, then how could they be malei and mitzvahs gerimon? The Teretz is them reikonim, they're empty. They don't have a lot of mitzvahs. But you know what they have? They have the mitzvah of Shabbos. And if you have the mitzvah of Shabbos and you do Shabbos b'shleimos, like the Yidden and Tveria did, then Shabbos is shokel to kol ha'Torah kula. Then Shabbos is moichlun loy al kol avinoysav afilu oivet avoydezor kudarenosh moichlun loy. That's why they were, on the one hand, reikonim, but on the other hand, they were malei mitzvahs kerimayin. Says the Chidah, maybe you could add one more knetch. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara over there discusses that the Golos, the Sanhedrin went into Golos 10 times. The Gemara says the Shechina went into Golos 10 times. Ukenegdin Golsa Sanhedrin. Where did it go? It went from the Lishkas Agazis, that's where it started, to the Chanus. Chanus to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim to Yavne, from Yavne to Usha, from Usha to Yavne, from Yavne to Usha, from Usha to Shafram, Shafram to Beisharim, from Beisharim to Tzipoiri, and from Tzipoiri to Tveria. From Tzipoiri ended up in Tveria. Then the Gemara says, Tveria amukim ikulon. Tveria was the last stop of the Sanhedrin. It's also the deepest, just geographically. It's very, very deep. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan, a few lines later, Umisham asidim ligoil. It's from Tveria that the Gula is going to happen. Shenemar, his snare. May offer kumi. His snari may offer from the depths. Tveria is amuka mikulon, and that's where the geula is going to come from. So the Chida says the geula is going to come from Tveria. Why is the geula going to come from Tveria? He says because Chazal say that if Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, the geula would come. Tveria meaning because Tveria was a place that the Yidden kept Shabbos. Yehei chelki imachnisei Shabbos b'Tveria. Why? That's why. In Tveria, I feel the Reikonim when Malay and Mitzvahs Kerimain, and that's Pshat in this Gemara that the Geula is going to come from Tveria. It's related to this idea that when the Yidden keep Shabbos, that's going to bring the Geula. It gives new meaning to Shabbos and Tveria. But the bottom line is that this beautiful Chida, he says he came across the Turi Evan, saw the Sefer for the first time. A traveler was holding a gem, Mamish, Kemaitzah Shal Rav, a new Sefer that was printed by the author of the Shagas Aryeh. And this is what he wrote. Lefum Riata, he said, I had one Ha'ara. I just opened it. This is what I saw. And he wants to write down the Ha'ara right here in Pesach Yinayin and Argama. That's the first Ha'ara.